One Piece Op 17, The World's Strongest Warriors, pre-order wait. Or buy singles? Dax here, let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. The set is the biggest chase event in the game's 4 years, the first ever manga leader Monkey D. Luffy. Op 17 to 79 plus manga rare versions of all four original emperors, Shanks, Whitebeard, Kaido and Big Mom, but average box expected value will still run negative exactly like Op 16. Everything you'll be quoted above that between now and August 28 is a hype tax with a story attached. And the story, to be fair, is genuinely the biggest in the game's 4-year history. The World's Strongest Warriors is the 4th anniversary set, themed on the Elbaf arc and the Four Emperors, and its chase sheet is unprecedented. The first manga treatment leader ever printed, a black color Monkey D. Luffy, plus manga rares of all four original Yonko. Kaido has never had a manga rare. Japanese shops are quoting 6-figure yen buy list prices on cards nobody has pulled yet. English and Japanese launch in the same week for the first time, which quietly deletes the community's usual watch Japan open it first safety valve. So yes, this set is real, the demand is real, and the panic will be real. My job is to make sure you spend like the hype is temporary, because the one thing every anniversary set from Op 5 onward has proven is that it is. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer, what should you actually do? 3 moves in order of preference. That price has already sold out at most major retailers, miniature market capped it at 6 per customer and sold through in July, but allocations move around and LGS relationships matter. That's not a risk, that's a purchase. Bandai's anniversary pattern is reliable, instant sellout and ugly 2 to 6 week spike then reprint waves that pull sealed back toward sanity. The panic window is a season, not an era. Move 3, if what you actually want is cards for decks, the 5 new Yonko leaders are all playable looking, skip sealed entirely and buy singles 2 to 3 weeks after August 28 when everyone else's open boxes flood the market and prices dip. This is the boring move. It is also the correct one, every set including this one. What exactly is Op 17 and why is it the biggest chase set in the game's history? The facts straight from the box. The World's Strongest Warriors is the One Piece card game's 4th anniversary booster. English pre-release August 21 and official release August 28, 2026, with cards tournament legal from the pre-release date. Set is built around the Elbaf arc and the four emperors, with confirmed leaders in all the classic colors, Whitebeard in red, Shanks in green, Kaido in purple, Big Mom in yellow and the headliner a black color Monkey D. Luffy. What makes it historic is the parallel sheet, not the base set. That Luffy Op 17-79 is the first leader card ever printed with the manga treatment, a brand new rarity tier the market has never priced before. Above the normal parallels sit manga rare versions of all four original emperors, and Kaido has never had one, which means the true whale chase isn't any single card, it's completing the original four Yonko quartet. Add the Conqueror's hacky sketch art specials, gold anniversary treatments and a treasure rare, and you have the densest chase architecture Bandai has ever shipped. One honest caution about the frenzy, Japanese shops are quoting yen 300,000 class market projections with yen 210,000 buy lists on cards nobody has opened yet. Those are pre-release bets, not prices. Respect the direction of the signal, not the digits. Box EV math. Why buying boxes for value loses, even in the biggest set ever. Here's the part the unboxing videos won't put in the thumbnail. The average Op 17 booster box will almost certainly open for less than it costs, just like the average box of every modern set. We have a fresh comparison. Op 17's chase ceiling is far higher, but ceilings don't pay averages, the expected value lives in the top sliver of boxes. Pre-release community estimates put manga rares somewhere around 1 per 2 to 5 12 box cases and the special parallels at roughly 1 per case. Nobody outside Bandai knows the real numbers yet, anyone quoting exact odds before launch is guessing, but the shape is certain. A typical box gives you the base rares, a couple of nice parallels and a memory, so run my simple test. If pulling 0 of the 5 headline cards from a box would make the night feel like a waste, you wanted singles, not sealed. The mistake with a name on it is buying 6 boxes for value. That's not collecting, that's paying retail to run a casino where you're not the house. Pre-order now or wait. The anniversary set playbook with receipts, Bandai has run this exact play 3 times and the tape is public. Op 5, the first anniversary set, vanished on launch day, spiked hard on the aftermarket, then took multiple reprint waves to cool. What the pitch omits, Op 5 was printed in the game's low print era. The modern pattern is, day one sellout, a spike measured in weeks, then scheduled reprints that land within weeks to months and pull prices back down. Op 17 adds one genuine wrinkle, the first near-simultaneous global launch, Japan August 22, English August 28. There's no month-long Japan first window to watch pull rates and decide calmly, both markets hit the same allocation at once. The reprint waves are near cert for a 4th anniversary flagship, Bandai reprints demand, it just takes a season. Know your number before you look or the listing will pick it for you. New to One Piece. Read this before you buy anything. Sealed Op 17 is honestly a good learning set. 6 splashy Emperor leaders with readable game plans, nostalgia everywhere, and anniversary sets historically support existing decks rather than obsoleting them. The gameplay door is wide open. The wallet door is where new players get hurt. So here's the critic's onboarding path in order of dollars. Start with a current starter deck. The ST31 through ST36 wave gives you Luffy, Zoro, Kyuzen, Katakuri, Sabo, or Kid, each a complete legal deck for roughly the price of 3 packs. Learn the game, figure out which colors you actually enjoy piloting. Sealed is an investment, the case for, the case against, and my verdict: anniversary sets are the proven appreciators in this game, and Op 17 is the most anniversary and anniversary set has ever been. The bear case is 3 numbers. 1. Op 5 was a low print run set from the game's scarcity era. Modern anniversary sets get Op 9 class monster print runs, and the near simultaneous global launch signals Bandai planned Op 17's supply for worldwide demand from day 1. 2. Japanese boxes of the same sets appreciate far less. Op 5 JP sits around a third of the English price, which tells you the appreciation is a print run artifact, not a law of nature. The market has already mocked this trade twice. Don't volunteer for the third demonstration. The critics checklist: your Op 17 game plan by date, print this or don't, but hold yourself to it. Call your LGS first and ask about allocation and pre-release seats for August 21. Playing the set a week early at a shop event is the cheapest way to touch the hype. August 21 to 28, pre-release weekend through street date. If you pre-ordered, enjoy the best crack of the year. If you didn't watch, do not buy the launch day spike. They are not the price, they are the panic. September, open supply floods in, singles dip, and the first restock signals show up. This is playset buying season for the 5 leaders and whatever conqueror's hacky cards your decks actually want. And through all of it, the one rule that survives every set, every game, every anniversary: the cards don't know what you paid. Final verdict. Here's the whole review in 3 sentences, no thumbnail face required. The cards don't know what you paid, but you will. Frequently asked questions: when does One Piece Op 17 release? English pre-release events run August 21, 2026 at local game stores, with official release August 28, 2026, and cards are tournament legal from the pre-release date. Japan releases August 22, making this the first near-simultaneous global launch in the game's history. Should I pre-order Op 17 or wait? What are the Op 17 chase cards? 5 cards headline the set. The game's first-ever manga treatment leader, a black-color Monkey D. Luffy Op 17-79 plus manga rare versions of all 4 original emperors: Shanks, Whitebeard, Edward Newgate, Kaido, and Big Mom Charlotte Linlin. Kaido has never had a manga rare before, so completing the Yonko Quartet is the true whale chase. Below them sit Conqueror's hacky sketch art specials, gold anniversary treatments, and a treasure rare. What are the pull rates for Op 17 manga rares? Bandai publishes nothing official and pre-release. Nobody credible can quote exact odds. Community and shop estimates circulating before launch put manga rares around 1 per 2 to 5 12 box cases and special parallels near 1 per case. The practical takeaway? Assume a single box contains none of the 5 headline cards and be delighted if you beat the assumption. Is an Op 17 booster box a good investment? Is Op 17 good for new players? The gameplay is genuinely welcoming. 6 splashy Emperor leaders with readable plans and anniversary sets support existing archetypes rather than replacing them. The set is a great entry point for learning and a bad one for wallets. Op 17 versus Op 16, which box should I buy? We're collecting Op 17 and it isn't close. First manga leader, 4 Yonko manga rares, and the densest chase sheet ever printed versus Op 16's value concentrated in 2 SEC leaders. Will Op 17 get reprinted? Almost certainly. The panic window for Op 17 should be measured in weeks. A 4th anniversary set with this print infrastructure is not going to be genuinely scarce for years. Should I buy Op 17 singles or sealed for my deck? Singles, and time them. 2 to 3 weeks after the August 28 release, open supply floods the market and prices dip. That's when playsets of the 5 new leaders and the playable specials get cheap relative to launch week. Sealed is for the experience, and the lottery ticket decks are built with singles. What happens at the Op 17 pre-release on August 21? Participating stores run 4th anniversary event tournaments from August 21 through early September, where you can play with Op 17 a week before street date, and the cards are legal from pre-release day. Ask your LGS now. Does the simultaneous Japan-English release change the strategy? What doesn't change? JP boxes have historically been much cheaper with identical art, and the reprint cycle still governs everything after launch week.